Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Yeah. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, September the 10th. Monday, September the 10th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very important topic for you today. Before we get started, I want to say a happy Rosh Hashanah Day, or Happy New Year. This is the beginning of the Jewish New Year. I guess you could say that's probably the easiest way of talking about when we talk about the Jewish holidays. And Rosh Hashanah starts September the 9th, 10th? I think it's today. Yeah, September the 10th is the basically the beginning of the whole, one of the major Jewish holidays, and understanding the Hebrew year. In Hebrew, this is the year of 5779. It's really interesting because the time that we live in has been manipulated. Today's message, we're kind of focusing a little bit on understanding the Jewish holidays or holy days and the special days and customs, but we're focusing it on it from a kingdom perspective. And so today we want to look at, as we continue this theme about kingdom living, kingdom building, kingdom mindset, as I'm gearing up for the next series that starts on September the 15th. September the 15th, that's my birthday. So we'll probably start the new series on September the 16th, depending on what date that is. If it's a Sunday, we'll probably start it on that Monday. But we want to start and we want to continue as this entire year of 2018 was laying the foundation for 2019, which is the year of the Kingdom Millionaire. So 2019, this year, this Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, this is the beginning. Starting now is the beginning. So everybody, again, that takes advantage of the new year, this year, before the end of this year, that's going to be a huge benefit, 50% off of new year. Everybody that's currently in the life management system will be concluded or will have completed the life management system by the end of this year. That means that the one-on-ones and everything that we're doing. And so in order to roll over into 2019, that is going to be the life management system on steroids, if you will. It's going to be the life management system that is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center or the Kingdom Millionaires Training System, which is the ability to understanding that in the kingdom, the wealth is common. In the kingdom, there's three principles in the kingdom. This is the ELT. Please write this down. ELT, in the kingdom. So the ability to understand, why isn't everybody richer? Why isn't everybody healthier? Why isn't everybody wiser? And why isn't everybody in greater or better relationships? Because we're not in the kingdom, meaning we don't have a kingdom mindset. So today we're talking about what I'm going to be talking about for all of 2019, and that is the metaphysics of kingdom living. Now, remember, I saw a glimpse of this kingdom mindset when I went to California. And so it was refreshing to see the quantization of what I call the induction state. That means that everything that I've been talking about in the pay-per-view series in 2018, again, it is the ability to rise in realization so that way you do not return in materialization. That's the kingdom. So the kingdom mindset, the metaphysics of kingdom living, the metaphysics of understanding, okay, what's going on? Why can't I rise in materialization or rise in realization? I need to realize something. There should be a rise erection, a resurrection, an erection. So it's like we are spiritually impotent. So why am I spiritually impotent? Why can't I have a spiritual erection? Why can't I have a spiritual resurrection? Why can't I rise? Why can't I make my nature rise? Why am I not wealthy, healthy, wiser, and then greater, and then a more powerful, a more spiritual, a more biblical relationship? Why can't I return to source? That's the kingdom. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is about being one with source, and that is the ability to understand the ELT. Not BLT, ELT. And so everybody or many people, again, this is why. We'll answer the question and then I'll establish the premise so you can understand the importance of the show. Because in the kingdom, everybody is omnibenevolent. There's only one mindset in the kingdom. One. And that is the kingdom is always good because the kingdom is always God. See, in the kingdom, everybody's wealthy. In the kingdom, everybody's healthy. In the kingdom, everybody's wise. In the kingdom, everybody's connected. There is none of this disjointed. There's none of this racism. There's none of this classism. There's none of this sexism. There's none of this materialism. All of the isms and schisms are gone in the kingdom. They don't exist. See, in the kingdom, there's a king, and the king has established his dominion inside of the kingdom. And so without understanding that inside the kingdom, everything, and it goes from existing to living to thriving, ELT. Now, we'll be spending all of 2019 breaking this mindset down because, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, many of us are devoid of the attributes that aligns us with our purpose, that establishes our principles, that leads to our procedure, that develops our products, that gives us our profit so that we can have our own prosperity, and that way, therefore, and that way we can maintain our own peace. Those are the seven P's that comes from purpose. That's the kingdom. That's the kingdom in a nutshell. That is the kingdom, brother. You ain't got to go look for it. The Bible says that the kingdom is already here. The kingdom is in our midst. The kingdom is in our middle. It's in our spinal cord. It's in our cerebral spinal cord fluid. And I'm a talk about fire and water that is inside of the body. This is the spiritual fire. So without understanding this, I'm going to use the word alchemical process, we don't understand that all things are made by the power of the divine word, which is the divine breath, which I talked about. If you can tell me the difference between the air that white people breathe and the difference between that black people breathe and the difference between the air that Hispanic people breathe and Japanese and Chinese and Filipino, if there's a difference in air, then that's when I will create a difference in people. That's when I'll become a racist. I haven't found anybody get, now people talk about the way that air is assimilated. Yeah, that's biology, brother. I'm talking about the different type of the atmosphere in this harmonious arrangement. So until you can scientifically prove to me or biblically prove to me or esoterically prove to me that there is more than one breath, the life of the flesh is in the blood. But flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I'm not talking about flesh and blood, homie. So your argument is non-existent to me. So what else you got? But the life of the spirit is in the breath. So if you can prove to me that the white man breathes different and better air than me, then that's when I will say the white man is better than me. But if you can prove to me that the black man breathes different air that's better than the white man, then that's when I'll go join the Black Panther Party and I'll go out and I'll join the Kill Whitey movement. Until then, assalamu alaikum, my brothers. Alaikum salam. You see, we got a bunch of folks that's promoting this agenda that is designed to divide us, because the kingdom of God is here already, past tense. The neutrinos have been released. Your cells have been renewed. So how do I know this? See, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, you're just blowing smoke up my butt, brother. Like some people tell me, you're just trying to make money, Holmes. You're just in this for the dollar. And it's interesting because, you know what, that's a good point. A lot of people are in this for the money. But let me make sure you understand, because, see, I'm about returning to my creator. I don't know what nobody else is preaching and teaching and doing, but I am on the road to find out. And what I have found out curled my toes. I found out that there is something that's in the midst, that's in the middle. And I found out that it goes all the way back to ancient texts that talks about, now has come the age of the Cumanon prophecy. It's where we get cuneiform texts. So during the cuneiform age, that was a cuneiform prophecy about the great cycles of the periods of time. And it talks about the return of the reign of Saturnalia, and it talks about the reign of Saturn. This was dealing with the planets. And then it talked about the great Atlanteans and the age of Atlantis. And then it talked about the deluge, and it talked about mountains pouring out water in this ancient text that I read that was talking about the atmosphere of Lemuria back during the age of the Atlanteans, when it talks about that God commanded that the waters would gather in one place and that the dry land would gather in another place. And it talked about in this ancient text that's a part of the Rosicrucians or the Thalamic Order of the Golden Dawn. It talked about the golden rise of the age of the water bearer in this ancient text. And it talks about, as I mentioned before, in the Antarctica, when they drill down into the polar ice cap, They found ice that is frozen water. Water contains memory, and the memory that was in that ice was about a climate change, and it was about a chosen people, and it was about a nucleus that was inside, and it was about a group of people that was designed to inherit a promised land. It was written in ice. And inside of this ice, it talked about this golden age of the illuminated beings or the illuminated ones. Now, this is where it gets a little misty-eyed or it gets a little interesting, because some people interpret that based upon the text as the age of the Aryan race. That's where we get white supremacy from. That's where we get, again, the brotherhood of the snake. And that's where we get the Aryan brotherhood from. Now, I studied and I was exposed to all of this when I sat down with the leaders of the Aryan brotherhood inside of the prison, where we had all day, every day to chop it up. And when everybody else was scarred, I went on in there. Because like I told them, you might get me in a rush, but you, I'm taking you with me. And when you come to this reality with a kingdom mindset, now a kingdom mindset is one that is existing, it is one that is living, and it's one that is thriving. But how does it exist? In the kingdom, there's radical faith, number one. In the kingdom, there's outrageous hope, number two. In the kingdom, there's unconditional love, number three. Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three. See, if you got this mindset, this is the metaphysics of kingdom living. This is what makes you eligible to increase the capacity by which the Father can download his spirit inside of you. What is the capacity? How much faith can you hold? Is your faith radical? You just can't have regular faith. Your faith must be now. Now faith is. You just can't have regular hope, because hope deferred makes the heart cold. Your faith must be outrageous. See, I mean your faith, your hope. You see, hope is actually the acronym for helping other people evolve. You see, you're helping yourself. That's not kingdom thinking. See, in the kingdom, you know, it's not just about you and your foe and no more. In the kingdom, you know that it's about everybody else. Because why? In the kingdom, everybody's one. It's a commonwealth. In the kingdom, everybody is common. That means everybody's on the same page. Why aren't you more wealthy? Why aren't you more healthy? Why aren't you more wise? Why isn't your relationship, I'm saying aren't, I know it's not a word, why isn't you in a better position? You're not omnibenevolent. What does that mean? That just simply means that the purpose of life is not about getting. Let me make sure you understand. See, I was a human getting. I was always trying to get mine. And then I realized that I am a human being. That's just, again, second base. Then I went to third base. See, right now, most people are existing. See, when you're existing, you're not living. Existing, you're just trying to pay your bills. You're just trying to keep from you dog paddling. You just got your head above water. You're just trying to stay above water. You can't. Your viewpoint is like the only thing that's above the water is your mouth, your nose, and your eyes. Everything else is you submerged. You almost drowning, homie. You're existing. That's 90% of society is existing. And then we got another, 3-5%. They're actually living. Now, when you are living, you're a little bit above existing. You mean it's like you got the water is like by your armpits. You got your shoulders out of the water. At least you can take a deep breath. You can look around just a little bit, but you're still dog pedaling. You're still trying to stay above water. But then there's a small group of people that they are thriving. They're usually standing on the backs or the shoulders of the people that are existing and the people that are living. So the people that are existing, they got a lot of faith, but they ain't got no works. The people that are living, they got faith, they got a little bit of works, but their hope is deferred. Since the hope is deferred, it makes the heart cold. See, this is the metaphysics of kingdom living. See, you can have faith, you can have hope. But just them two alone is not that three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. You need that three. You need that third element. The third piece of the puzzle is needed, and that is the L. That is the unconditional love. That's thriving. Thriving is the ability to take your faith, combine it with helping other people evolve, and tying it together with unconditional love, ELT. Faith, hope, love. The greatest of these three is the T, the thriving, which is the L, which is the love. So in the kingdom, I'm going to be breaking all this down in greater detail. I'm just exposing you to it today so that way you can over, under, and understand it. Because this is the metaphysics of kingdom living. This is the only reason why you're not more. Now remember, in the kingdom, everything is, in the kingdom, the answer is always yes, in the kingdom. In the kingdom, the word maybe doesn't exist. In the kingdom, the word I am going to try, that's not in the kingdom. God doesn't try, he just do. And the truth in the kingdom is always yes, sir. In the kingdom, is there's no such thing as I am going to try, sir. That doesn't exist in the kingdom. Now, in the kingdom, it's already done. In the kingdom, it's past tense. In the kingdom, it says the acknowledging of the existing, the living, and the thriving of the omnibenevolent God. That's kingdom mindset. But see, that's the purpose of life. The purpose of life is not about getting anything. The purpose of life is about discovering something. The purpose of life is not about getting something. The purpose of life is about discovering that you are an individualization of the king. So we started off this year talking about the first series we did was reincarnation, resurrection. We talk about mitemkosis, my temporary psychosis, mitemkosis. So we talked about that you needed to rise in realization, otherwise you was going to return in materialization. Your mineralization equals your materialization. You eat a lot of minerals, that makes you material. That's why I can see you. Because you got minerals. The mineralization determines your materialization. Then we went to number two and we talked about the quantum light. We talked about the quantum photon, which means false, which means light, on means on. So a photon means turn on the light. So the father is the photon. The father is sending false. According to James chapter 3, all good gifts come down from the father of phos in the Greek, which means photon in English. So P-H-O-T means light. O-N means on. Turn the light on, homeboy. Turn the light on, homegirl. So the father is sending the son, the S-U-N, and the S-O-N to turn you on. Now, this is contrary to what you've been taught. I understand. That, what does that mean? Now, is the father asking you? Is he waiting on you? Did the father consult you? See, the father is not leaving the business of the God kind up to mankind, contrary to mankind. See, the mankind think they're greater than the God kind. That's the problem. See, there's men that think they're greater than gods. Now, that dog does not hunt, but unfortunately, that's the difference between the kingdom and the world. Now, Yeshua came and he said that I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. That means he had a different mindset than the world, as you can tell by his teachings. Now, if you listen to my teachings, you're going to realize, yeah, that dude's touched. Because I don't teach what the world teaches. So I teach spontaneous quantus or spontaneous quantum. And I taught that inside of the quantization, or what I call the quantum fusion induction state. That's a quanta. A quanta is a package of light. So there is a quanta that has been fused that produces a induction state. That's you. That means you are a package of light that has been fused through induction. Somebody induced you. That means that without your consent, you have been joined together with this swindle fusion joined together. You was fused together through confusion. It's called the Tower of Babel, Babylon, which we call language. So language entangles you. That's what they call quantum entanglement theory. You are entangled in the cares of this world. The Bible says, don't do that. But unfortunately, yeah, we all get it. We all drunk the purple Kool-Aid. I know. Let's make sure you understand. See, we have this thing called the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world. That three-stranded cord, that's why you will return in materialization, because you cannot rise, detach, in realization. You cannot realize that you're made in the image. You are a picture, duplicate of the Father. You're not the Father. You're a copy. You're a watered-down version of the Father. However, the picture contains a piece of the aura of the original. Now, this is scientifically proven. Don't believe me? Just go to Google and type in how does pictures work, or just type in phantasmagoria, or just type in pictograph. You want to blow your cookies? Type in the esoteric meaning of pictographs or pictography. Pixel or pixelography, or just type in pen and pixel and click on images if you don't believe me, if you need scientific proof. Now, if you're like me, you know, you need some proof. I like to see the nail scars in his hand because everybody can come up and say that I'm the one. How do you tell a benevolent spirit from a non-benevolent spirit? Yeah, you get in the spirit if you want to, homeboy, and what you think is God, I got all my money on the fact that it ain't. I've met a lot of spiritual people, and they got success, and therefore they think they're connected to the big G. But I can always tell that they're not. How? They don't have radical faith. They don't have outrageous hope, and they are devoid of unconditional love. That's kingdom. That's God. That's big G. The little G's, they don't operate in that. They got faith, but it's not radical. Why? All you got to do is tell them to do something. Don't believe me? Ask them. Just ask. Now, see, I live by faith. See, if I don't hunt, I don't eat. Now, a lot of people, they say they live by faith, but they got something called a government check. Now, let's not get it twisted. I worked for the government. I was in the military. Got out of the military. I worked in law enforcement. Same thing. Got law enforcement. Went in corrections. Same thing. I got a check from the state, whether it was federal government. So I like the government. Let's not get it twisted. If anybody from the government listening to me, if y'all want to send me a check, make it out to Willie E. Rogers, pay to the order of. I will cash that sucker. Trust me. So I'm not anti-government. I'm just saying people that have a guaranteed check, they live a guaranteed life. That's called existing. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not against it. So if anybody want to send me a check, I will take it. However, the Bible says that, you know, he gives me my bread daily. So, Yeah, I signed. I drank the Kool-Aid. I said, Father, I want to live by faith. Now, if you don't have to, I don't recommend you sign up for that program. I don't recommend you sign up for that program because that separates the men from the boys. See, you got to have big boy drawers on and your big girl panties on to walk by faith. Because see, faith, it could be at 11:59. The light company is pulling up to disconnect your lights, and then bam. Now, it could be a year in advance. When you walk, see, in the kingdom, everything is the eternal now. That means that you already got it. But the enemy sometimes delays it, and so it plays with your mind. So in the kingdom, you got to have this. You got to know nothing controls your time, because whatever controls your time controls your mind. So I don't put no time into anything that is not mine, M-I-N-E, not M-I-N-D. Heavenly Father, touch the M-I-N-D of your M-I-N-E so that way they can M-I-N-N-I-G. See, is there two N's in mining? No, I think there's only one. Y'all know, you know, I barely graduated, so y'all bear with me. See, there's a mining process going on, and they are mining your M-I-N-I-N-G so that way they can M-I-N-D. So that way they can take care or they can control your T-I-M-E. Therefore, you're no longer an M-I-N-E. So there's a mining process, but they're mining for gold. But they put the L in the gold because they're mining your God, and they're putting in the L so that way they can make gold, which is Lucifer and Lucifer. Now, that keeps you out of the kingdom. Lucifer keeps you out of the kingdom. Because, see, you are an individualization of God. You're an individual expression of God on earth. That means you're a miniature version of a bigger version. That's why you're a copy. That's why it says in the scripture you're made in the copy of God. That's what the word image. Now, an image is a picture of something that's real. Is it not? Is there anybody seen a picture and it was real? Now, if you can show me, now, again, videotape it. If you can take a picture of something and then the picture get off the frame and move, please send me that video. I got 10 grand for you. I've never seen it. I've seen it in the movies. I've never seen it in real life. A picture is a copy of something. It's not the original. Now, again, if you got proof, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I'm waiting. Now, the Bible, I'm not making this up. The Bible says you're made in the image. That means you are a picture of God. That's why it says you should have no graven pictures before God. You don't put a picture before the picture. Now, I know you probably don't know what that means right now, but by the end of 2019, you're going to know. I can't even wait till then. I'm going to start teaching this stuff now. But again, it's not going. You're not going to be able to break it down, because if you could, we would not be talking. What does that mean? Have you ever wondered how come you're not already a millionaire or a billionaire? If you're a millionaire, how come you're not a billionaire? If you're not a billionaire, how come you're not a quadrillionaire? I don't know, whatever comes up to billion. See, there's a reason why we're not, there's space between us. There is a belief, there's something in our reticular activating system that says, you can't come in. It's called the reptile brain. Now, the reptile brain is the reticular. The word reticular is actually code for the word repetition or reptile. So the reticular, notice the spelling. Look at the word retic. It's a tick. It's a blood sucking. It's the word R-E, return, T-I-C, to the tick. So you keep returning, and it keeps sucking your chi or your prana or your pneuma. Now, it's a part of the brain, but it wasn't original. That's why it's called reptile. So you got three brains. You got a triune brain. You got the, again, you got the paleo. You got the neo, you got the paleo, you got the reptile. Notice the reptile brain is sitting on top of the spinal cord or the spinal antenna. So right now you are a copy of the original. You are not the original. In other words, you are a copy of you. You ever seen the movie Avatar? You know, remember, the real dude was in a machine that projected him. And notice he went down this tunnel. And then he, poof, he was in another body in another world, would hang out with other creatures. But he was him. He had his consciousness downloaded into another body. Now, I know I watched another movie where they had this thing they put in the back of their neck. It was called a Sith or a Shith. I forgot the name of it. I know me and my wife was watching it. And I think it was like a, you know, a Netflix movie or something. But it was the same thing. They download consciousness into other bodies. Now, they got synthetic people. They've been doing this. This is nothing new. They can do it to you. They can take you. They can make a copy of your consciousness and put it in a synthetic body, and it will have a host, and it will have all your memories. It'd be another you walking around. Now, supposedly they do that with presidents. You know, you walk around, so that way, you know, that's you know, kind of conjecture. But the point of the matter is, you can make a copy of you. That's what we call cloning. Remember Dolly the sheep? This is not new, brothers and sisters. It's in all the movies. So you kill, you know, they got holograms. So you kill the Sith, or the synthetic. But the real person, they back at home watching cartoons and eating Captain Crunch cereal. So you don't kill the original. You kill the copy, because the original is like a video game. The person in the video game is not the person. He's sitting in a chair. He has a controller. It was a movie that I think it was Bruce Willis was in that movie. And the people was actually in rooms hooked up to virtual reality walking around in another world. The Matrix, pretty much the same thing. All of the movies are saying the same thing, which is you are not you. The real you is somewhere else. The you down here in this planet, in this prison, is a copy of the original. So when you destroy the copy, that's why your soul goes back to source. That's the kingdom. So in 2019, I'm going to teach all of this. This is just the introduction today. So I'm going to teach the physics, and I'm going to give you the biblical text to prove all this. Okay, well, Brother Will, can you just give me a little sample, brother? Because I ain't buying what you're selling, Brother Will. Man, you are a smart cookie. I wouldn't be buying these wolf tickets either. If I was you, I would be saying exactly what you just said. I'd be saying, Brother Will, I like you, brother. You know, we go way back. You're my homeboy. However, dude, this whole copy stuff, you know, I don't know, brother. Okay, I got you. Let me give you a little sample. Go to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. Now, in the book of Ecclesiastes, I like the book of Ecclesiastes because this is the book of Solomon. Now, out of all the biblical characters, the soul of a man, the solo man, Solomon, son of a man, son over the moon, Solomon, there's a lot of different ways to etymology or use or break down the word Solomon, Solomon, S-O-L, that's the soul, O of, M-O-N, man, the soul, the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect. So Solomon speaks to the soul. So Solomon supposedly is the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1, it says, remember your creator in the days of your youth. Before the days of adversity come and the years approach, of which you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Now, I had a guy email me, and I talked about this in my little 5-minute snippets that I be downloading to YouTube. So please go to my YouTube channel, www. I don't know why YouTube will, they won't change the name. So the YouTube channel used to be Wake Up Black America. Now I changed the name to Replacing Error with Truth. However, it still says Wake Up Black America and Replacing Error with Truth. So I don't know what YouTube is doing. That's another study for another time. Anyway, just go to youtube.com/Wake Up Black America, and please listen to those little short 5-minute videos that I make to assist people who can't listen to these one-hour shows. Now, I was talking about, in the last 5-minute snippet that I made, the importance of understanding why we use money. Because money is currency. Currency is frequency. Frequency is a wave. Wave is a vibration. A vibration is a spoken word. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So if you can, only God can do what I'm doing right now. Non-gods can't talk. Let me say it again. Only people that are of the God kind can produce thought form beings. Only gods can produce or create thought form beings. That's how you know you're a God. Little g, just like it says in Psalms 82, verse 6 and Luke 17. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand. So let's get back to the book of Ecclesiastes so I can prove to you that in the kingdom there is a purpose for everything under the sun. That purpose establishes the principles for everything under the sun. The principles establish a particular procedure that everything under the sun should operate by. Without that procedure, you are violating universal spiritual law. You are in trouble by the Galactic Federation of enforcing universal federal laws. And when you violate universal spiritual law, you are subject to the Galactic Federation. That's another study for another time. But simply understand that there is a purpose for everything under the sun. There are principles by which everything under the sun should operate by. These principles have established a particular procedure. This procedure produces particular products. These products, that's how you get your profit. That profit gives you your prosperity. That prosperity gives you the peace, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that comes from purpose that was given to you by a person that has a particular place called the kingdom. And the Bible says the kingdom of God is within. That's kingdom living. So without understanding the seven P's, you have no radical faith. Your hope is not outrageous, and your love is not unconditional. You love, but it's only, I love you, you love me back. You don't love me, bump you. That's what we got on the earth. Don't believe me? Go out there and try it out. Everybody's hope is wax cold. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart cold. That's why everybody walking around with cold hearts, because their hope is deferred. See, the way that you fulfill your hope is by helping other people evolve. Hope, helping other people evolve, or helping other people earn. You don't make money, you earn it. Only the government makes money. It's called coinage. You can earn money or you can create it. That's what I do. And the last, you got to have faith, but the faith must be now. It can't be tomorrow. Everybody got that they're waiting to start. Whatever you want to do, start now. Why? The Bible says something like this. Tomorrow is not promised to no man. Hold up, time out. What was that, God? What you say? Because I'm waiting for the stars to align, and then I'm going to start. Oh, I'm waiting until I get my duckies in line, then I'm going to start. I'm waiting. Ah, devil got you, boo-boo. He got you, he got you. Because, you see, you honestly think that tomorrow exists. There's no such thing as tomorrow. There's just the eternal now. The devil got you. I know people now. Remember, this used to be me. Everything I'm doing now, I could have started 20 years ago. All the books I've published now, I wrote 20 years ago. 20 years. They sat in outline format for 20 years while I pondered. Remember the one client I was telling you about? Now, I just had a client. I'm a, hopefully Brother Cade is listening. I'm at the interview, Brother Cade. I was talking to Brother Cade. He blew my cookies the other day. Now, this is a young brother I met when he became a member of the Life Management System. The brother has made a 360-degree turnaround. I just blew my cookies. I'm still turning around. I've been talking about him all weekend. He don't even know. Now, why is this important? Because Brother Cade was waiting. When I met him, he had been waiting to do what he's doing now. He was waiting. He just decided, what's the difference between rich people and poor people? Now, poverty is a state of mind. It's not a state of your financial condition. Let me say it again. Heavenly Father, touch the mind of your kingdom, the mind of your people and your kingdom. See, poverty is a state of mind. It's not a financial condition. Disease is a state of mind. It is not a biological condition. Ignorance is a state of mind. It is not a spiritual condition. Bad relationships is a state of mind. It is not the state of two people relating to each other. See, it's all about discovering. Rich people are rich and poor people are poor. Because they choose to be. Now, people are sick because they choose to be. Bad relationships exist because they choose to be. I know this statement messes you up. I know you are angry right now. First time I heard this statement, I was very angry. I got this statement when an old white man told me this after I read his book. And he said, boy, and you know, once he said that, that's he lost me at boy. And then he hung the phone up on my face. And y'all know the story. The book was called The Being Solution by Daryl Rutherford. Now, Daryl Rutherford was one of my unofficial mentors because I just read his book, talked to him, met him once. And then after I met him, kind of found out that he lived like a couple of blocks down the street from where I lived at. When I lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I had no idea. And he wrote a book called Being the Being Solution, and he said that he disliked ministers and preachers because every minister and preacher he talked to, they stuck on stupid. So I called him, you know, me. He's like, yo, I'm a licensed ordained minister, dude. You need to explain yourself because I know where you live. Now, I'm just playing. And he said that I don't like talking to ministers because they don't understand. I said, well, I'm a minister and I don't understand. Click. So I called him back. This went on for some time. My kids was laughing at me because I was trying to understand. And I was angry because he didn't want to explain. And he said, poor people are poor because they want to be. Now, as a poor and now as a retired poor person, I understand what he means. It's really similar or close to what Kanye was saying when Kanye said, you know, black people were slaves because they want to be slaves. Now I know for a black person to hear that statement, that just like, dude, you don't understand, like that we didn't have an option. I understand that too. I would have did, you know, if I was back then and they would have said, you know, either, you know, put this chain around your neck and go into slavery or we're going to kill you. Everybody wants to live, self-preservation, so you're going to go into slavery. I understand, but that does not negate the fact you still could have died that day. But you chose not to die. You chose to live. Now, that's a, to me, that's the greatest choice. It's a greater man that chooses to live in adversity than to just opt out and deny his children their father, even though you may be in a diminished capacity. But let's not forget the argument. See, sometimes we miss the forest for the trees. And I can separate myself from any argument. It's like this whole thing that's going on right now with the whole Nike thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't even think Kaepernick is black. Is he black? It's like Tiger Woods. I mean, I don't know. What is he, 1%? So Kaepernick doesn't. Now, I played football and I was in the military, so I can relate to both sides. Now, I'm also a business owner. If you're supposed to be playing football, you should be playing football. If you want to kneel, do that on your own time. Now, but I also understand that, black people are getting shot all the time, and so that his cause is right, but it's his timing. See, the devil is way smarter than us. The devil will get you to have the right thing at the wrong time. Or you have the right time at the wrong thing. Oh, see, the devil is the most cunning. Y'all playing checkers, he playing chess. Stop playing. What's the agenda? You know what the agenda is? Why is Ray Lewis? Why is Charles Barkley? Why are the black people that's being promoted in sports being promoted? Why is LeBron James? You know somebody out there that's better than LeBron James? How come he's not in the NFL? I mean the NBA. Why is Kaepernick being promoted, being pushed? Who's his father? What's his lifestyle? Now y'all better stop playing. What does Ray Lewis and Kaepernick have in common? And Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, what do they all have in common? Do your research. You will find, remember, the devil hides in the details. He knows. Most people are not like me. See, I'm an entomologist. The devil knows you ain't got the time. See, I got time. I got all day to sit here behind this computer, and all I do is research stuff. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. I got to rotate the furniture because my chairs, I sit in them so long, they just start to deteriorate. I go to computers like every 3 months, I got to get a new computer. The memory's maxed out. I start getting viruses, blah, 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 blah. Why? This is what I do. I don't read about it. I don't think about it. This is me. So I got the time. See, I own my own time. Therefore, I own my own mind. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. Whoever controls your time makes your behind mine. If I own your time, you are mine. M-I-N-E. And M-I-N-D. Why? What is time? That's all we got. We just spend time doing whatever. So the metaphysics of the kingdom is, me, God controls my time. I don't work for you, boo-boo. I work for God. I work for the king. I'm a king's kid. By choice, it's not because of nobody put no bullet to my head. I ain't got no other options. Oh, I got a plethora of options, but I have chosen to live by faith. I can go get a job. You know how much money I was making when I was like, I was licensed and insured for in freaking 48 states. You know how much money I was making in insurance? I did homeowners, I did auto, I sold everything except for aviation insurance. I did flood, I did homeowners, I did maritime, I just made, you name it, I freaking could insure it. I was licensed in 48 states. You know how much money it was just to maintain my insurance license? Oh, they didn't want me to leave. You know how much money they invested just to get me licensed? You know how many tests I took? I was worth gold. And I turned and walked away. That's just one career. What about when I was in law enforcement? What about the military? All of those careers I turned and walked away. Why? The kingdom. Because the king, I had said, son, I have need of thee. Pick up your sword. Pick up your cross and follow me. I said, yes, sir. See, in the kingdom, there's only one response you have to the king. Yes, sir. Yes, your majesty. You have need of me. That's the kingdom. The kingdom mindset is a mindset of yes. But see, you got options, so you can't say, Father, see, cares of this world, pride of life, lust of the flesh. So the Father says, son, daughter, I need you. Father, I'm in love right now. We're getting ready to get married. Can the kingdom hold? You got the cares of this world. Oh, Father, you don't understand. Little Johnny, that's my only son. You want me to put the kingdom before my shearings? Oh, come on. So, come on, Father. Not little Johnny. So little Johnny comes before the Father. I know, been there, done that. But one day, this is going to happen. Maybe not today, but one day. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember your father, your creator. Let's go back to verse 1, Ecclesiastes 12, 1. Remember your creator in the days of your youth, not when you get old. So, number one, what I'm doing, you should start when you're in your 20s. That's what I was telling Brother Cade. Why? Before the days of adversity come, because guess what's going to happen? The devil's going to show up and he's going to do this. Hey, I got your lunch right here, homie. And I got a blonde, blue eyes, big but donkey don't. You know how you like them? I got her for you, dog. And guess what? She likes black men. She devil's going to order your lunch, boo-boo. Oh, he ain't ordered you yet? Stick around. See, before the day, the days, plural, more than one. I said day. You got, see, you like to eat. You like me, you like to eat. So guess what? The devil's going to come by. I got lunches, plural, more than one. He ain't showed up yet? Don't worry. Just stick around, my brothers. Stick around, my sister. He'll show up. See, you got to do something before the days of adversity come and the years approach of which you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Now, you're going to get to the place where I got to in January the 1st of 2009, and I say, Father, I don't like being here. I just got an email last night. Dude said, I don't see nothing. My own son said, told me this, that. There's nothing in this world I like, dude. I'm ready to check out and go to heaven. I want to go to be with the Father. I say, son, you know the heaven is on earth, right? You know that you ain't going nowhere. You're right chill already. See, before this happens, verse 2 got to happen. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 2. Before the adversary comes up, before the years come when you say, man, I've done everything. It's vanities of vanities. You know, you drunk all the alcohol. You slept with all the women. You've had all the jobs, and you just like burn out. Then it says, verse 2, before the sunlight, the moon, and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain. Now, you're supposed to do what? Verse 1, remember your creator. Oh, that means return to source. That means rise in realization before you return in materialization. See what happens? See, you are on this earth to connect with somebody like me so that way you can see more value in the kingdom than you do in the flesh. See, right now, the cars, the money, houses, the girls, all this stuff, that's more valuable to you. How do I know? Did I read this in a book? Mm-mm. Bro. I had 30 years, homie. I was out there. I was gone, nose wide open. I wasn't remembering my creator. Look at verse 3, Ecclesiastes verse 3. On the day the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when those grinding cease. Y'all out there grinding? If you don't grind, you don't shine. Y'all heard that? That's like a staple in the hood. Everybody wake up, dog, what you doing today, homie? Yeah, dog, I'm grinding, dog. I'm on the grind, homie. If you don't grind, you don't shine. What does it say in Ecclesiastes about grinding, my brother? What does it say in Ecclesiastes? It says, when those grinding cease, because they are few, and those watching through windows see dimly. See, all of this stuff, see, remember, Ecclesiastes is the chapter of vexation of spirit. I think it says 12 times. With an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. It is all vanities of vanities. It is a vexation of spirit. Everything under the sun is a vexation of spirit. That's what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, this was written by Solomon, the richest, wisest man of his time. That's why you got to get into the kingdom. Before what? Let's continue. Verse 4, when the doors to the street are shut and the sound of the mill fades away, when one rises at the sound of a bird and all the daughters, one rises at the sound of the bird and all the daughters. This is crazy. When all the daughters of Sung grow faint. Verse 5, when men fear the heights and the dangers of the road. When the almond tree blossoms, when the grasshopper loses its spring, grasshoppers are designed to hop. You got to remember your God before. before you lose your ability to hop, grasshopper. So you want to do what I did. You got to do all of this stuff before. Now look, first of all, it says heights and dangers on the road. Then it says the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper loses the spring, and the capperberry shrivels. For then men goes into his eternal home, and mourners walk the street. Hold up, time out. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5 in the New Living Translation. Remember him before you become fearful of falling and worry about danger in the streets. Remember who? Remember who, brothers? Remember who, sisters? This is what I've been trying to do. This is the purpose of the life management system. I'm trying to get you to remember him before the silver cord is severed. What silver cord, Brother Will? Oh, you don't know about that silver cord that's in your spinal cord, your spinal column, that's the neck that connects you to the Father? Before that cord is severed, you must rise in realization. Otherwise, you are going to return in materialization. The Father in the book of Ecclesiastes is telling you, please listen to what this short black man is telling you. What am I telling you? God is omnibenevolent. What does that mean? This is the metaphysics of kingdom living. Now, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the purpose of the life management system. That's the purpose of the kingdom millionaire system. That's the purpose of why I do this. That's the reason. That's the only reason I'm breathing, is I want to reconnect you so that way your silver cord is not disconnected. Okay, but what do you mean, my silver cord? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. You, my anointed brother, you, my beautiful, educated sister, you can't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to no man. Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today? Remember him today before your silver cord is severed. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 6. Somebody needs to write that down. Somebody's pondering. You are wondering. You're hoping. You're wishing. You're dreaming. That's great. But you need to start. That's the purpose of life. The purpose of life is about discovering who you are. If you are poor and you would rather be rich, the first step that you must take is realization that you choose what you be. Nobody can make you choose. Nobody can tell you what to think. They can manipulate, they can con, they can beat, they can do everything. How do I know? How do I know? When I was a little kid, I was beat with a metal pipe because they tried to make me think something I did not want to think. And at the age of 8, if I can do it, you can do it. Is somebody beating you with a metal pipe? Is somebody beating you with a metal pipe? Is somebody depriving you of food? Is somebody depriving you of sleep? Is somebody making you walk around in circles and say thank you, Jesus, all night? Is somebody doing that? Now, if I could do it at 8, when I went to the military, they tried to break me down again. And the military, they had me say, yep, hey, Raj, go out there and make it rain. They would make me put on my full. That means you go out there and you find they had this pit. They had sand pits all over MCRD San Diego when I was in the Marines. And we would go out there and the drill sergeant would say, make it rain, Raj, make it rain. You know what that meant? That means you go out there and you just throw sand up and you put it all over your uniform and you have to walk around all day. I don't know if you've ever been in San Diego, when black flag weather. That means that it was so hot that you couldn't go outside because you would probably get heat stroke. And so we're out there marching around on the parade deck, and you have sand all down your back. You have sand down a crack of your buttocks. You have sand, and it starts itching, and you can't scratch it. They try to break me down. Every day they make me up, and they get out there in the pit, Raj. And my drill sergeant looked me in the eye, and he told me, man, I'm going to break you down. I'm going to break you down. I'm not going to let you in into my Marine Corps. That's what he used to tell me every day. You know what I looked at him? You know what I told him? I don't think so, boo-boo. See, I got bulldog tenacity. I was born with it. I didn't buy it at Walmart. It's a gift from the king. I don't care what you got. If you ain't got his power, you ain't got no power. It's this ability to attach to the kingdom principles. And those kingdom principles is you got to have radical faith. You got to have outrageous hope, and you got to have unconditional love. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. That's the metaphysics of kingdom living. That is the only thing that separates the haves from the have not, the made up mind. Are you willing to die? I'm willing to die today. I would rather die and then live in fear. I would rather die instead of walk around feeling hopeless and feel like a poor creature. I'd rather die instead of living in an environment where there is no love. I refuse to go there. It's not an option for me. My faith is radical. My hope is undeterred. It is outrageous. And my love is unconditional. I love you despite you. I'm not asking for you to love me back because I don't need your love for me to give you mine. I love you because the love of God dwells inside of me. I love you because somebody loved me when I was unlovable. Somebody reached me when I was unreachable. Somebody taught me when I was unteachable. So I'm here for the unlovable, for the unreachable, for the unteachable, because I was once unlovable. I was once unreachable, and I was once unteachable. See, I don't know what God you serve, but see, the God that I serve, he said he would never leave me nor forsake me. See, I've been young and I'm old. I've never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So you walk around with this poor creature mentality if you want to, but the devil is a liar. Greater is he that's in me than he does in the world. I have the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions, and nothing by no means shall harm me. I ain't existing, brother. I ain't living. I'm freaking thriving. Because the kingdom of God is a kingdom of thrivers. We're not surviving, we're thriving. We have the enemy under our feet. That's where he belongs. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. This is a mindset. This has nothing to do with reality. It has nothing to do with physicality. It has to do with your spirituality. The kingdom of God, because God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You have a right. Transformation is the key to having everything that you want that is given to you by divine right. Transformation, be ye transformed by the renewing of mind. When you realize that you already have everything that belongs to you by right of sonship, by right of daughtership, then and only then you will know you won't believe. You will no longer be a believer. You will never call yourself a believer. You are a knower. You will know that you can have more. Because greater is in he that's in you. You're no longer walking around with a mindset that said, I'm going to try. Because you've been transformed. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, this is the game. See, life is a game. But see, you were set up. You've been set up with one purpose in mind. And the enemy knows that all I got to do is keep you from finding your purpose. Because purpose allows you to discover who you really are. Who are you? God eternal within the body. Yah-heh-shin-vah-heh. In the ancient text, that means God eternal within the body. I have this treasure downloaded into this dirt suit. What is this treasure? Christ in me. He's not outside of me. He's in me. I don't know about you, but he's in me. And he's operating as me. And he's manifesting himself through me. So the life that I now live, I don't live in the flesh. The life that I now live, I live in faith. I live in hope. And I live in love. See, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives inside of me. There is no self. So there's no such thing as self-improvement. How are you going to improve something that doesn't exist? The devil lied to you. That's the only way he can maintain you. He got to get you to believe the lie. What is the lie? He got to get you to believe in tomorrow. James 4:13 says it this way. James chapter 4, verse 13. James chapter 4, verse 13. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, you will go to such and such a city and spend a year there to buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. You see, my brothers and sisters, many of us, we're waiting for tomorrow. But tomorrow is not promised to no man. It's extremely important, because you do not know what tomorrow will bring, because your life is but a vapor. So we do not boast about tomorrow, like it says in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, Matthew 6, 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. Simply meaning, do today what's on your plate for today. Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely important to understand the source code. I'll be breaking more down about what that means. But to answer your question, why aren't we all richer? Why aren't we all healthier? Why aren't we all wiser? And why aren't we all in better relationships? Because we have not brought into the truth. What is the truth? The truth is that our bodies are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Everything that you are doing, you're not supposed to do. The scripture tells us, lust of the flesh, pride of life, cares of this world. The scripture tells us, do not be friends with the world. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Okay, brother Will, what should we do? Then we should put on the mind of Christ. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it a robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation. That's what you and I should be doing. We should make ourselves of no reputation. We should align with our purpose. That's going to give us the principles, the procedure. That's going to give us the products. It's going to give us profit, prosperity, and peace. So, brothers and sisters, the most important thing moving forward is to understand what I call digital product creation. Every day you wake up, you should be creating. Not because you have to, not because you want to make money, but because you have a purpose. And what is your purpose? Your purpose is to maintain your faith now, today. That's going to help other people evolve, give them outrageous hope, which is going to allow you to continue to express unconditional love. That's the purpose. And that is the kingdom mindset that establishes kingdom living. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. I don't know if I said, did I say anything about the next series? Nope, I sure didn't. So, on the next series that starts on September the 16th, we're going to be breaking down one of, I think, the most important things I like talking about, and that is spiritual acoustics, or what I call vocal profiling. So we're going to talk about conversational hypnosis. We're going to talk about conversational spiritual mindsets. This is what is called spiritual acoustics, because language dumping or language communication is this ability to under, over, and understand that each and every one of us have a telepathic holy grid that we are designed by God to operate in. That, my brothers and sisters, what we're going to be talking about in the next series as we get into geomancy, geometry, and geology, which is the framework of God. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never writing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all day, super saiyan like I'm Goku. When I'm flying through the atmosphere, I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.